Well, we found out Friday who the government really works for. They work for other countries and not the United States. If this isn't enough to wake up the sleeping people, I just don't know or not sure what else will work. We know that there is no reason to get angry, but we must realize more and more that we have the ability to take the information and let folks know what our country has been doing for decades. This isn't anything new. We're talking about, yes, this bill they passed recently, $95 billion, I believe, heading out to Ukraine again and other countries. Let's get into this and also into some deep lies told us for years about JFK, 9/11, and Nixon, some other things. Came up recently on a podcast with Joe Rogan. Stand by. Get ready. It's about to begin. Here we go. Well, folks, just a reminder, we're going to have At Sea with LT, a cruise in wonderful Alaska on the five-star luxury ship on the Holland America. We're going to be going to Alaska. If you haven't made that call or gone to our website yet to check it out, we encourage you to do this. Want to remind you, I'll be discussing a lot of things that I will never bring up on video or here. You'll be able to do some Q&A sessions with me, meet our family, meet and greet times, and just basically enjoy each other as a company, right? You're going to hang out with others that you can discuss with every time you go to dinner, you're walking around the ship and everything, or off excursions and stuff. You're going to hang out with folks who are basically on board with you, and you can discuss when you learned and when you woke up. I think that's the best part of it all. It's just hanging out with each other. What a great time and opportunity to do that. August 11th through 18th this year, so please encourage you to try to check that out. Hopefully we'll see you there.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Mission log 2050-01.
History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve. That was from Paul Harvey, that quote. The things that we have encountered, folks, the things that we have gone through since 2015, really, for most of us that weren't awake back then, but are starting to realize more and more what's happening lately. The things that the conspiracy theorists have been proven correct on so far. COVID came from a lab. Masks and lockdowns don't work. Remember masks, and they made us 6 feet apart, and we realized that was basically what they do in satanic rituals. Cover their face, stand 6 feet apart. Vaccines are dangerous and ineffective. Not only are they dangerous, they're killing folks at a rapid rate. We knew that before they even introduced the jabs. We were telling people if they do introduce them, we were saying on this show, and we were showing you many videos, do not take this jab. It's part of their agenda to depopulate the earth. Hunter Biden laptop is real. That laptop, folks, I don't believe was dropped off to get repaired. I believe that's where they placed it, and ensured that that's where somehow accidentally Hunter left it there in some store. And all of a sudden, we were able to grab all the information off of it. January 6th was a Fed setup. We know. We've shared that over and over again. Wooz News put together a great video production on that. I'm going to have another video for you soon that somebody's releasing. I believe it's Chris Sergard and Nick Searcy, basically a follow-up to the last one they did. I'm looking forward to that interview. But that whole thing was set up, and we're going to show you some more on that later. Ukrainian bio labs, right? So Putin goes in, does a special operation into Ukraine. We showed you the details of that. We showed you how all of a sudden there was 45, 46 U.S. bio labs throughout Ukraine. It seemed like the same places he was blowing up were the places where the bio labs were. Were they working on another COVID-type disease to release on the public? Were those taken out? And that was so far-fetched, yet the government site, U.S. Gov site, took down their site showing all the bio labs the day after we showed that here, and many other channels were showing it. Then they denied it. Then they had to come out and tell the truth that, yeah, there was bio labs, but there's nothing nefarious going on. Of course there wasn't. I mean, they lied to us in the first place that there was nothing there, and then they covered it up, and here we are. Epstein's Island, oh, that's craziness. There wouldn't be any children. Oh. Satanic Hollywood rituals and parties. We've been showing that for a long time. They denied it. They denied it. They denied it. Now they just pretty much blatantly show us in our face they worship Satan. Ukrainian child trafficking to the West. U.S. sabotage of Nord Stream 2. We saw that. 2020 U.S. election wrongdoing. We showed you that in detail. And the 2022. Government-assisted mass immigration. Yep. Now it's becoming clear the weather modification is an absolute reality. So, add geoengineering chemtrails to the list. What did I miss? That was from Concerned Citizen. All of them coming true. Here we are. Watching on the floor. All these House folks waving the Ukrainian flag. While all that was happening, you had somebody scream out, this.
I said, no. The gentlewoman from Florida. Oh,
stand up. Put those damn flags away.
Put those flags away. That was from Luna out of Florida. And then you have, right when she says this, you have a guy kind of scratching his nose there. Who's that Darren down here? Oh, it's Chip Roy, I think. Who knows? Let's see, we have a list. Only 21 members of Congress out of 431 voted no on both Ukraine and Israel funding yesterday. They are. And what was the funding? I think it was $95 billion package going to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, I believe. Majority of that to Ukraine. And they celebrated. So if you look at this picture on your screen, the insurrectionist, wonderful lady, probably in 60s, 70s, holding an American flag in the Capitol. Oh, that you know, we need to go after them, put them away. But if you hold a Ukraine flag and you're, you know, with the Republicans or Democrats, now that's democracy. It's not an insurrection. As long as we support other countries and give all the hardworking money away of the American people to other countries for war, for killing. Only 21 members of Congress out of 431 voted no. Who are those? Andy Biggs, Arizona, Lauren Boebert, Tim Burchett, Andrew Clyde, Eli Crane, Warren Davidson, Scott DeLauris, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Harris, Thomas Massey, Corey Mills, Trey Nels, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Tom Tiffany, and Ryan Zink. Just in case you guys wanted to know those, I mean, just got to make sure we say their names. U.S. Capitol Code of Conduct, you're allowed to have, you know, people screaming and yelling with Palestinian flags and block everything out there. You're allowed to pull the fire alarm, yeah, if you're a congressman. You're allowed to have lewd acts inside the Capitol. You guys know what I'm talking about. I don't have to get the details. But you're a terrorist if you pray, "Our Father who art in heaven," and you walk into the Capitol, the world that we live in.
So today, after cuckboy Mike Johnson sold out on his promise to secure the border before giving Ukraine any more funding, he gave them over $60 billion, Israel $26 billion, and Taiwan $8 billion, while illegals continue to flood into our country without end. And because of this, January 6th resonates with me today more than ever before. It stands as a glaring testament to why agencies like the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security conveniently overlooked intelligence that foretold the chaos of that day. It explains why individuals such as Ray Epps, the non-FBI asset, incited a riot but was only charged with a misdemeanor. This day also illuminates why for the past 3 years, the Department of Justice has relentlessly pursued anyone who was present at or even near the Capitol, aiming to incarcerate them. The reason? Corrupt and evil politicians who betray us daily fear our presence in Washington, protesting their deceit and manipulation. They seed fear in our hearts, hoping it'll paralyze us, allowing them to further dismantle this country while we remain as spectators, watching helplessly as it crumbles. So after the events of today, it is more obvious than ever that there is no difference between the Republican and Democratic parties. There is no left. There is no right. There's only the Uniparty. And it's
there's only the Uniparty. And that's from PBD Podcast. Well spoken. We got some more on this in a moment. I want to share this with you first. Well, a news headline swirling around in your head as you toss and turn or stare at the ceiling, struggling to get that good night's sleep. Well, you're not alone. Millions of Americans face an epidemic of sleeplessness that is slightly harming their health and well-being. The trauma our minds have endured over the past 4.5 years doesn't turn off with a switch. We have to reset. Bring cortisol levels back to normal. And to do that, we need a restful night's sleep. When you lay down at night, knowing that you have the key to ensuring a deep and regeneration sleep is life-changing. And a restful sleep formula, crafted by awake doctors, pun not intended, like Dr. Peter McAuliffe and his chief medical board at the Wellness Company, who understand the mounting harms of melatonin. Restful sleep formula is an all-natural alternative to melatonin. You know, what's cool is you actually save 56% compared to buying each one of these supplements separately. Plus, you save an extra 10% and get free shipping when you use code LT at checkout. Don't just dream of better sleep. Make it reality. Visit twc.health/LT today and use code LT at checkout for 10% off.
Mind you, this comes on the very heels of Monday being April 15th, tax day, where every single American had to scrounge up their money and send their dollars in to the IRS. But today, this body says the most important thing we can do, no, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day, by people from over 160 different countries. No, don't secure the American border. Let everyone in. We have over 1.8 million known gotaways. We don't know who these people are. And yet you have members of this body talking big and tough about, oh, we have to defeat Russia. Oh, we have to protect Ukraine. But yet, all of you are unwilling to protect the American citizens that pay your paycheck, pay the light bills in this building, and pay for this entire federal government. It's repulsive. You know, shame on the American government. If this body was worth what it claims to be what it is, every single one of us would be demanding peace in Ukraine between these countries. Peace for these people so that no more of them have to die. But you never hear anybody demanding peace. No, 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 no. Peace is the last thing Washington wants because it doesn't fit the business model. This is a business model that they say continues our economy, protects American jobs. What a disgusting business model. We should have a business model that builds up our American companies and American jobs to serve American interests, and our military and our government should care about protecting the national security of the United States of America and the Americans that pay their hard-earned tax dollars to fund all of this. America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. The New York Post openly mocks MAGA, calling them GOP rebels on the side of Moscow. They call it Moscow Marjorie. GOP rebels defeated as House passes $61 billion in Ukraine aid. As this ultra-MAGA party video was playing on the screen for those listening in, pictures of Johnson showed us. Jordan. Oh, yeah, Jordan's on there. Interesting, right? He's got great talk and enjoy people liking listening to him talk, and he's just got so much fire going, but then you got Higgins showing on the screen. Stefanik showing on the screen. Issa showing on the screen. Sparts on the screen. Donalds. Kamek, Mace, Crenshaw, Lesko, Winstrup, Van Drew, Turner, Scalise, Toop, Ogles, McCall, Banks, Gallagher. Interesting, these names popping up as she's speaking. And I tell you what, as we continue to go through all this, we're finding out even more. In statement to Fox News, the Border Patrol Union responds to passing of the $95 billion foreign aid package. Quote, we are beyond disappointed that the House would give aid to secure the borders of foreign countries, but gave nothing to allow the Border Patrol to secure the safety of the United States. There's nothing more backwards. I wouldn't have even expected taxpayers' dollars. They could have given us policy, and that would have been enough. That's from Brandon Judd, President, National Border Patrol Council. Judd, BP Union supported the bipartisan border deal that was attached to this foreign funding before Republicans killed it. As a reminder, this is from Bell Melogen. Another thing, according to Seymour Hersh, CIA Director Burns had to warn Zelensky to stop stealing so much money, you know, the money that we send out to Ukraine. His subordinates were angry that he wasn't sharing the spoils. Do you think that problem has been resolved and Zelensky will share more this time? You know, Zelensky, guys, has a big, beautiful home, I believe, in Miami, millions of dollars, another one, millions of dollars in Ukraine, and some other places, I believe. Last year, CIA Director William Burns secretly flew to Kyiv to warn Zelensky face-to-face that Washington was aware of his personal corruption and his unwillingness to dismiss any of the dozens of officials who were named by Burns, known to be deeply involved in diverting defense funds to personal accounts. Burns also told the president, as I reported, that there was anger among some of his subordinates because he was taking too large a cut of the spoils. And then you read a quote from Zelensky, the actor, the freak, the one who's put out in front of everybody as if he's some leader, guy who walks around with green camo shirts and clothes on. I am grateful to the United States House of Representatives, both parties, and personally Speaker Mike Johnson for the decision that keeps history on the right track. Democracy, there's that word again, and freedom will always have global significance and will never fail as long as America helps to protect it. The vital U.S. aid bill passed today by the U.S. will keep the war from expanding, save thousands and thousands of lives, and help both our nations to become stronger. Just peace and security can only be attained through strength. We hope that bills will be supported in the Senate and sent to President Biden's desk. Thank you, America. Thank you for all that extra money you send our way. Thank you. And you know what, folks? We're waking up. We're realizing what's going on. So grateful. But you know what? They're trying to get rid of TikTok, which is going to be precedence to get rid of X, which is going to get rid of Rumble, which is going to get rid of anybody out there who questions the government and questions the mainstream media, pairing up with the government, joining forces to force, you know, force to lie to the people so they can steal our money. So that's what they do. And you got many convinced when they watch mainstream media that, oh, Ukraine needs our help. Russia's such a bad place. That's what they try to tell us. And I always try to warn everyone, as many others do. If they're talking bad about a country, they're putting them down constantly. They put them down in movies and make them the bad guy. There's got to be a reason why. Check this out.
You know, people don't say that because they're worried about getting punished. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Right.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people on the intel committee, including people who run the intel committee, the people whose job it is to oversee and keep in line these enormous secretive agencies whose budgets we can't even know. They're black budgets. They're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. That's not compatible with democracy. Democracy is a really simple system, even representative democracy like ours. The people rule. They do so through elections. They express their preference through voting. They send their people to the capital city to run the government on their behalf. Whenever you have unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions, you don't have a democracy. You have something else, another system. I would call it a tyranny or whatever you want to call it. It's not a democracy. So that's like super obvious. It's playing out in front of everyone and no one cares and no one does anything about it. And I think the reason is because they're threatened. And if you look at the committee chairman who allowed year after year, they're all, and I don't know, people say, oh, they're compromised or being blackmailed. Or I don't have evidence of that, but I know them and they all have things to hide. I know that for a fact. And so it's not a stretch of imagination to imagine that, you know, some committee chairman who's allowing warrantless spying on Americans to continue or whatever abuse they're allowing, knowing fully or hiding the truth about UAPs, ignoring the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, like, why are they doing that? It's not impossible to imagine that some guy with a drinking problem or a weird sex life, and that's very common up there, that's why they're doing it. Because they don't want to be exposed. I don't have evidence of that. I don't have proof of that.
Right.
But that's not a crazy thing to assume that could be happening. And I said to somebody, a very powerful person, the other day in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official holds a really senior position, a very famous person. I was going crazy. I was so mad about all this stuff and about the warrantless spying and about the funding for these insane wars. And I said to the guy who serves in one of the legislative bodies, I got so mad my dogs were afraid. They're like, whoa, why are you yelling? Because I don't yell at home. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They're all, you know, got weird sex lives and all these things are hiding and they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, and I'm quoting, I know. I was like, okay, so at this point, we're just sort of admitting that's real? Like, why do we allow that to continue?
So they're blackmailed, as he said in the beginning. They put terrible things on their computer and they say, hey, we're going to let the public know if you don't do what you're told. Seems like Tucker's privy to a lot of that information. We're going to share some more on his conspiracy stuff that he brought up later when he was with Joe Rogan this weekend. Pretty amazing stuff. We're going to see that and a lot more, so stand by. I just want to remind you, we're at amweknow.com. That's where you can find us. It's an amazing website that my son worked very hard on to make sure that you guys would have the information that you need at all times for this channel. We want to make sure you also know you can go to shop.amweknow.com to find our gear. We've been receiving pictures. We request more pictures to be sent in, if you would, to amweknow.com. You can just hit the contact button. There's a drop-down list to send pictures in. And we've been getting them in and just a lot of good messages there, and I really appreciate that. Don't forget that you can get my book. You can get there's a lot of stuff on the site now for the cruise. If you're going new cruise wear with the cruise logo, pretty cool. We got sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. You just don't want to miss it, folks. We've had so many say, you know what, I was at a booth, I saw somebody wearing your gear, and next thing you know, we're taking a picture together and having a blast. So anyway, wanted to show you great pictures of more patriots wearing our gear.
fighting on the border. We fight on it every day. We passed our comprehensive border security package, HR 2, at the very beginning of this Congress. It's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk. We passed all the resolutions. We passed these acts out of the House, and they get stopped in the Senate.
Yeah, that's Johnson. New York Times said Mike Johnson, like Pence. Wow, like Pence. Putting that right after Johnson draws praise for defying his party and doing his job. New York Times. In the Republican Party of 2024, styled in the image of former President Donald J. Trump, a norm-preserving, consensus-driven act, even a basic one, can be a career-ending offense. Huh. New York Times, out of all the places, praising Mike Johnson. Wonder if he likes that. Let's see what happens when Maria Bartiromo goes on with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And that was the Speaker of the House, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, with me here last weekend, referring to Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to file a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair. After the Republican-led House passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill last month, with still no new security at the southern border, and then yesterday passed an additional $95 billion in new foreign aid, $60 billion of which is going to Ukraine. Since then, two other congressmen have joined Taylor Greene's effort to vacate the chair, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, saying that Speaker Johnson surrendered House Republican leverage to secure the border by tying urgent aid to Israel to Ukraine. But the congresswoman did not ultimately file the motion after the vote yesterday. Joining me now with the very latest is the woman herself in this Sunday Morning Futures exclusive, House Oversight Committee member, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congresswoman, thanks very much for being here. I want to give you the opportunity to respond to critics. First off, yesterday we saw the bills pass and you did not file the motion to vacate. Why not?
That's right, Maria. I've been responsible with this the entire time. I support our majority and I support having the majority in 2025. But I'm a representative of the people, Maria, and I do not represent Washington, D.C., New York Times, you know, any of these media companies and other Republican colleagues of mine that are criticizing me, even the speaker himself. Most of those people have lost their way and they aren't listening to the American people. The people are fed up. Last Monday was tax day, April 15th, and Washington betrayed the American people by sending $93 billion to support foreign wars while doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to secure our border. That is a complete betrayal. And then once this bill was passed, the American people saw on their television screens and social media all over where Congress was waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States House of Representatives floor. All of this was possible because of the betrayals of Mike Johnson, Maria. He has completely betrayed the Republican Party. He has completely betrayed Republican voters all over the country. And he is absolutely working for the Democrats, passing the Biden administration's agenda. So this is a speakership that is completely over with. It's only Mike Johnson is the one that's trying to hang on to it and is in complete denial.
Well, look, you just heard the speaker with me last week saying she doesn't, you know, she's missing the fact that we already passed H.R. 2. But I think, you know, some of the criticism is because even, and by the way, you're getting criticized on the left, on the right, in the media, you know, everybody, a lot of people are criticizing you. And the reason that they are is because they're saying that you're creating drama during this election year. How is this leading to reelecting President Trump? How is this leading to the American people believing that the Republicans can govern? People are saying, look, she's creating chaos. She's making the entire party look like it's disrupted. Your reaction and response to those criticisms?
Yeah, those that are calling this drama are the very people that are responsible for the drama that the American people are having to live through every single day. Those on the left, those on the right, the uniparty that's in control of our government are the ones that have inflicted the American people with nearly $35 trillion in debt, ripped their border wide open and refuse. Speaker Johnson refuses to use his power as Speaker of the House to do any type of negotiating to secure the southern border and stop the madness in our country. The people criticizing me are not the American people. The American people agree with me, and I've talked to them, and I've seen it all over. They are outraged, and what they're saying is they don't want to vote for Republicans anymore because in their eyes, their opinion and how they feel and how they're treated, the Republican Party in charge right now is no different than the Democrat Party. It's one big uniparty that serves the world first and America last.
So that should be crystal clear. it's not like this is anything new. I mean, folks, I was just thinking as she's talking, you know, who's been talking like this for years before he was gone? Rush Limbaugh. Constantly talking about the left. And then he'd bring up somebody from the right. And then he'd bring up the left. And just daily on his talk show, showing us the craziness happening in D.C. and what how's it having an effect on each individual in our daily lives. And it just seems like folks weren't really paying attention anymore. They were just numb to it. And then they got away from it. And they were convinced that, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. And now it's at the forefront again. We're having dinner. I mean, I was just with somebody having dinner, sat right next to us at a sushi place. And they had no idea that their home might have been endangered to squatters. Said, you're not paying attention? I didn't know. I was like, well, you got to watch your home, because if it's empty for a little while, you could have squatters go in there and take over your home. I was like, well, you're getting all this from that. I told them more and more information. I said, yeah, better check out what's going on. And it's sad, but that's conversations you can have with anybody. And they're amazed. They just didn't know. Nate McMurray showed us this. A U.S. congressional candidate for NY26, New York 26, listed in his bios, healthcare is a human right, ban assault weapons, and fight MAGA. That's right. Completely unhinged and most likely being funded by dark money, and he openly tells you how he feels. Die, MAGA, die. We got to report these people when they're like that. And then if you take a screenshot of your screen, you can look at the names of the 139 Republicans who just voted against the amendment to strip every penny of your tax dollars from Mike Johnson's $61 billion Ukraine war spending bill. And so you look at those names and you can kind of find out who was on there and realize, reach out to them if you want to. Let them know how you feel. It's really sickening, but it is another kind of a wake-up call to tell us who belongs to who. Here's Pence actually going with the conspiracy theory that we must send all our money to a drugged-out Zelensky in Ukraine, because if we don't, Putin will move into NATO countries in America and we'll put boots on the ground and start World War III.
There are those who think that if we continue to support the Ukrainian military with resources, that it'll somehow lead us to World War III. I believe the opposite is true. I believe the real lesson of history is when we falter in our commitment, when we don't take tyrannical regimes seriously, and we don't take dictators at their word.
And joining us now, former Vice President Mike Pence.
So in order to stop World War III, we have to push it forward. We have to push war. How about we send $0 to zero wars whatsoever? We see through all this like never before, and it's Pepe Lives Matter, basically, quote, and I do not support the previous thing, the current thing, or the future thing. These guys keep puttering along, pushing more and more of our money to go to other places while our borders fall apart, our country falls apart, inflation shoots sky high, or people can barely make it day after day, and yet part of this, hopefully, is making people realize what in the world's going on. President Trump had a reminder out there. He said, if I don't have presidential immunity, then crooked Joe Biden doesn't have it either. Ouch. And he would certainly be prosecuted for his many actual crimes, including illegally receiving massive amounts of money from foreign countries, including China, Ukraine, and Russia, paying off Ukraine to fire an unfriendly prosecutor, allowing millions of people to illegally enter and destroy our country, surrendering in Afghanistan with hundreds dead, many Americans left behind, and handing over billions of dollars worth of the best military equipment anywhere on earth. The decimation of American wealth through the Green New Scam and so much more. Remember crooked Joe Biden and his corrupt Justice Department, DAs and attorney generals, and he has attacked his political opponent at a level never seen before in this country and wants desperately to put Trump in prison. He's playing a very dangerous game, and the great people of America will not stand for it. Make America great again. And so basically, in a nutshell, can you imagine they take the immunity away from the presidents and then all of a sudden the boomerang comes back? It's not only Biden that would go down. All these other previous presidents who've committed serious crimes. One of them we're going to show in the 9/11 briefing. I called a briefing from Tucker Carlson to Joe Rogan. He was all over the place talking about all kinds of stuff that, you know, he started to wake up to. He started to wake up to it, and he's like, wait a minute. I'm starting to question things more than ever before. Well, welcome to the party, Tucker, if you didn't know all this before. Welcome aboard for sure. We're going to talk about President Trump a little bit more before we get there, but now a word from here. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow.
While JB out here patronizing Americans with black skin.
Tell me about you guys. What you doing these days?
I'm playing AAU basketball right now.
Are you really? Are you a guard?
Yes, sir.
Trump out here for real connecting with the people.
Ah, thank you! I told my mama I made it!
Y'all think that's a photo op? Look closer.
Let me talk to you!
In case it's not clear, Americans with black skin proudly stand with Donald J. Trump.
Not only will I stand for Atlanta, Georgia, not only will I stand for America, I'm also going to stand with President Donald Trump.
This right here is proof positive while the great replacement using migrants was never going to work.
¿Quién se va a votar?
And to all those who profit on keeping us apart or try to divide and conquer using identity politics,
whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood.
Amazing, because at Bud Can on the X.com said a couple, we play tennis doubles with asked my wife and me after a little while we were voting, why we were voting for Donald Trump. My wife was triggered and jumped in before I could. And she said, we're not just voting for him. We're voting against socialism. We're voting for the Second Amendment. We're voting for the next ultimately qualified Supreme Court justice, the Electoral College, and especially to keep the constitutional republic we live in intact. Bud and I are voting for the police and law and order. We're voting for America's military and the veterans who have fought and died for this country for centuries. One of them began to interject with, but, as my wife pounced and said, we're voting for the American flag flying in front of our home, the right to voice our opinions without being censored, and for Bud and I to practice law within a justice system the left doesn't have anything on, I added. We're voting for secure borders, and so we don't have to worry about our girls growing up with disgusting men leering at them and, God forbid, hurting them. As my wife, now on a roll, continued, we're voting for the right to praise God without reprisal, and we're voting for every unborn baby Democrat see fit to murder before they take their first breath. We're voting for our girls to grow up in a country that stands for the liberty and American dream Bud and I have lived with. We're voting for good against evil, and we're not just voting for Donald Trump, we're voting for the future of all of us. Bud said, I stood there for a moment and thought how much more I love this woman after 18 years. All the cheating continues. If you think the cheating was only in 5 or 6 states for cheating on the election, excuse me, consider this. According to Judicial Watch, 353 countries in 29 different states had voter registration exceeding 100%. So more people than registered to vote actually voted. 29 states. This wasn't an election. It was a coup disguised as an election. Breaking voter George's Garland Favorito, going over his audit of the Fulton County election in the disbarment trial, Trump's former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark says they found 200,000 duplicate scan 2020 ballots. But ongoing research has bumped that number to, drum roll please, 375,000 duplicate scanned ballots. And I wonder who those ballots belong to. And then those numbers start making more sense than ever before. Yes, they do. Because I've told you guys, I really think it's like 80% voted for President Trump, 20% for Biden. And that's why they get the numbers all messed up. But let's see, go back to some other folks that used to run the country. Oh, former senior policy advisor to Obama White House charged with child sex offenses in British court, just in case you guys wanted to know. Just in case you needed to know, you know. Some weird stuff going on, for sure. And so what was something else said? Oh, Bidenomics.
That tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics.
That's Bidenomics. That's investing in America. And guess what? It's working.
Inflation rising.
Gas prices are surging.
Our border is in chaos.
We've seen millions of illegal immigrants pour over the border.
Shooting.
Millions of illegal immigrants pouring over the border. So many more issues with Bidenomics. Now, I wanted to show you this. The Chicago resident wearing a red MAGA hat shreds the socialist Chicago mayor Brandon Johnson to his face for requesting more money for illegals. Speaking of illegals.
MP Ray of the 37th Ward, Chicago Red is our organization. Because we started this session with a prayer, I want to start my comment with a scripture. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and specifically for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So
she started with the word of God. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder. The word of God puts all the demons into a screeching mode. Then she continues.
I want to talk to y'all today about not going to hell. In the 37th Ward, there was a family, the Jones family. Amarie Jones was standing in her family building that they've owned for 40 years, doing a TikTok dance with her mother. A bullet came through the window, hit her in the neck. She fell to the ground in front of her mother and bled to death. A month ago, on the Chicago mugshot page, her mother was on that page. Her mother had on her daughter's Rest in Peace t-shirt. She washed it so many times that it was completely faded out. She was completely high, out of her mind, and the charge was possession. Now, the first $51 million that this council gave to the migrants came from the opioid settlement fund. I am here on behalf of the Jones family, on behalf of the 37th Ward, on behalf of Black Chicago, on behalf of the entire city, to ask you all to vote no and put that money back in the opioid settlement fund. We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. That woman should not be at Cook County Jail because she's grieving over a random act of violence that caused her to lose her child in front of her face, when the city of Chicago has millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to give to people who ain't paid a dime into the tax base. We've been in my building for 52 years. We're about to pay some old taxes. The Jones family has been in their building for 45 years, paying taxes every year on time. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it. We got people leaning. We got people rocking. We got overdosing. We got pass out lines. You live on the west side, Mayor Johnson. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We need the money for us. We need opioid treatment on the west side of Chicago. We are the headquarters of the cartel, and everybody in here knows it. They selling more drugs than the law can allow, and y'all giving money back to them because they traffic those people up here, so we paying them going and coming. Absolutely not. We pay too much. It costs too much money to live in this city. Help Wanda Jones.
How about that, huh? So she is on fire. Folks are starting to wake up to all the junk that's going on. Let's continue with the Bidenomics.
Carjackings and robberies happening by the day.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Inflation's not going away.
People can't afford groceries.
Prices have skyrocketed.
Shelter up 20%. Energy costs up 30%.
Israel has declared it is at war.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Bad for working families, bad for American jobs, bad for the world order and stability.
Yeah, Bidenomics not looking good for America. We talked a little bit about economics yesterday. If you missed the interview I did with Dr. Kirk Kelly, you don't want to miss it, folks, every week. And I just want to encourage you to check it out. He talks about the gold-silver war games. Iran tax seemed to be economically based. He gives his opinion on that. And weaponizing the dollar against so many. And I just tell you what, you go to that interview, you can actually go to amweknow.com/gold and reach out to him yourself. You can have these conversations that I'm having, but it's just phenomenal what he continues to tell us.
From 18 to 29, which is basically where we're at, that's an $11 move. That's almost $5 billion in just losses there.
Plus,
they now have 1.2 billion ounces that they shorted at around $29. So if China gets its way, and they cause all the China and silver goes to $50, $60, $80, $100 an ounce, which in a short squeeze, that's really easy. Remember, we had a fourfold increase in the price in 2011. It went from 12 to 48. If we're starting at 25 now, we could easily go to 100 if history repeats itself.
So how about that? Just talking about silver alone. And you guys can reach out to him. It's absolutely amazing what he brings up. And other things that are amazing would be the truth about the coup to remove Nixon from, let's see, Tucker Carlson talking to Joe Rogan.
If you look at what happened to Richard Nixon, which I, of course, did not understand at all, Richard Nixon was taken out by the FBI and CIA and with the help of Bob Woodward, who was a Washington Post reporter who had been a naval intelligence officer working in the White House, working in the Nixon White House. And then he shows up like a year later, and he's this brand new reporter. He'd never been a journalist at all. He's a naval intel officer, the famous Bob Woodward we all revere. And he's at the Washington Post, and somehow he gets the biggest story in the history of the Washington Post. He's the lead guy in that story. Well, I worked at a newspaper. I've been in the news business my whole life. That is not how it works. You don't take a kid like his first day from a totally unrelated business and put him on the biggest story. But he was. He was that guy. And who is his main source for Watergate? Oh, the number two guy at the FBI. Oh, so you have the naval intelligence officer working with the FBI official to destroy the president. Okay, so that's a deep state coup. What else? How would you describe that? If that happened in Guatemala, what would you say? And yet the way it was framed and the way that I accepted for decades was, oh, this intrepid reporter fought power. No, no, no. This intrepid reporter, Bob Woodward, was a tool of power, secret power, which is the most threatening kind, to bounce the single most popular president in American history, Richard Nixon, from office before the end of his term and replace him with who? Oh, Gerald Ford, who sat on the Warren Commission. Now, how did Gerald Ford get to be Richard Nixon's vice president? Well, because Carl Albert, the Democrat Speaker of the House, told him, you must choose him. We will only confirm him when they sent the actual elected vice president away for tax evasion, Spiro Agnew of Maryland.
Wow.
So you have a complete setup, like an absolute. Gerald Ford, the only unelected president in American history, actually sat on the Warren Commission.
Mm.
something else that I accepted at face value until I looked at it. I was like, that's completely insane. You didn't want to interview Jack Ruby in your investigation of the assassination? Okay, you're fake. Yeah, he was on the Warren Commission. And so, sorry for the long story, but the point is, like, that happened in front of all of us, but the way it was framed cloaked the obvious reality of it. The people who broke into the Watergate office building, from which the name is taken, Watergate, I think it was six of them or seven of them, all but one was a CIA employee. That's real. It's like, look it up on Google. So the whole thing, Richard Nixon was elected by more votes than any president in American history in the 1972 election.
Mm.
He was the most popular by votes, which is the only way we can really measure popularity, the most popular president in his reelection campaign. And 2 years later, he's gone. Undone by a naval intel officer, the number two guy at the FBI, and a bunch of CIA employees. You tell me what that is. Those are the facts. Those are not disputed facts. That's not.
Yeah. We are just watching and listening to all of this play out day after day. I tell you what, it just becomes more amazing every second that we get to hang out together and expose all of these things. I mean, who else exposed all of this that was playing it? Remember earlier we played a clip from Tucker Carlson. He was talking about how they plant things and these politicians, so they have to continue to, you know, watch what they're doing. Well, Grasshopper showed us that, holy smokes, how did I miss this? I do know where the bodies are buried. General Flynn showed the clip for you looking at that clip there with Tucker Carlson on April 20th, 2024 at 3:46 a.m. General Flynn says, I do know where the bodies are buried. Making an epic upcoming 6-year delta plus 7 with drop 1280. 1280, guys, if you are on to the cue board and you love it, April 27th, 2018, 6-year delta plus 7, done in 30. Who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn is safe. Expand your thinking. And that was the clip that we showed earlier.
They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Remember? That's what he said. And so, anyway, just wanted to show you that clip real quick and kind of move on to the next conspiracy. I mean, we're going to have a lot here to close out today. Another one would be the 9/11 issue. For those that might be new to this channel, yeah, I cover just about every year. Go through these step by step on 9/11 to show the people the truth that are new to it all. But he brings up something very interesting to most of us. Here we go.
What's the justification for classifying any document around 9/11? There's no justification.
Well, the same justification in classifying the documents about the Kennedy assassination.
Well, exactly, 61 years later.
Yeah, or releasing the COVID vaccine data 75 years later.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer, but there is one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's not methods and sources. You think it's methods and sources? Trying to protect their Saudi sources? I don't think so.
You know, the wildest thing about Tower 7 is that if you just say it looks like a controlled demolition, people get mad at you.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
because
I did.
I'm not saying that it is a controlled demolition, but I'm saying if you watch it, it looks like a controlled demolition.
But that happens all the time. Buildings catch fire and they just implode in on themselves. I think it happens every week, right? All these poultry plants and manufacturing plants that keep getting burned through fire. They all like...
It's the way it went down.
Yeah. So I say, why do they respond that way? And of course, I responded that way. So when I think, looking back, the reason that I did was because if you call that into question, you had to ask a lot of other really obvious questions you didn't want to deal with, and you might arrive at the conclusion that a lot of your most basic assumptions are false and that you've been had, and it's just too destabilizing maybe.
Right. Well, the real problem with Tower 7 is they go, well, okay, if it was a controlled demolition, how was that engineered? Did they just decide to do that before September 11th, and you know how long it would take to rig a building like that?
Right.
Or was it built into the building? And how would they know it would even work? And how would they do something like that? And how would there not be a record of it being built into the building? Like for someone to engineer
and where's the sound signature on the tape? There would be a sound of the explosions going
on. Bang, bang, bang.
Which is a fair question.
Yeah. So a lot of fair questions. And has there ever been a building that experienced a tremendous amount of damage because two enormous skyscrapers fell right next to it, damaged it, and then massive fire started, and then there's diesel generators that are in the basement, so they have all this fuel, so they have this incredible inferno in the basement that weakens the structure. Mm-hmm. And is that why it collapsed? Maybe.
Totally possible. Yeah. A lot of building engineers disagree with that, as you know.
Yeah.
And they don't think that could have happened in the way you just described. I'm agnostic on it. What I know, because I don't know the answer, and I have no way of knowing, all I know is that there's no justification for keeping those documents secret that I can think of. And if there is, tell us what it is. No one has bothered because nobody presses. And it's, you know, I'll add that to the list of outrages.
Yeah.
So amazing that they're able to bring this up. Conspiracies wrapped around the Building 7 collapse, the building that was still standing when BBC talked about it 30 minutes before it dropped. And they said, look, Building 7 went down, although it was still over her shoulder. That was one of many of the things that got me really looking down the rabbit hole to figure out what really happened on that day. And I used to be an adamant, like, if you talk about 9/11 as if it was an inside job, you know, you're crazy. And I was one of those guys that actually attacked folks that, not attacked, but I got angry at them when they did that. I just couldn't believe that Bush would be an evil guy. Boy, am I convinced now more than ever that they're Satan worshipers. And what he did, and I'll show you this clip real quick. I don't want to get too deep into it today, but just kind of a reminder of 9/11, one of the things that happened that really convinced me something nefarious was going on.
Everyone remembers these images on that tragic day. But do you know what happened right before this scene was taken? The scene that is etched in nearly everyone alive at the time's memory. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
On this page, without making a mistake, look at the letter at the end and remember the sound it makes. Get ready. Kite. Yes, kite.
Kite. They make the kids say kite.
Get ready to read this word the fast way. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Sound it out. Get ready.
Kite.
Sound it out. Get ready.
Kite.
What word?
Kite.
Yes, kit.
Kite. Then hit. H-I-T.
Boys and girls, sound this word out. Get ready.
Steal.
What word?
Steal.
Yes.
Steal. Kite hit steal. So an flying object hits steal.
Steal. Read these words the fast way. Get ready.
Plane.
Yes, plane.
Oh, a plane. They have to say the word plane.
Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must.
Let's plane must. M-U-S-T.
Read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kit.
Yes, kit. Get ready.
Steal.
Yes, steal. Get ready.
Plane.
Yes, plane. Get ready.
Must.
Yes.
Kite hit steal must. Kite hit steal plane must.
Kit. Get ready.
Steal.
Yes, steal. Get ready.
Plane.
Yes, plane. Get ready.
Must.
On page 153.
Mission accomplished.
God bless the men and women that lost their lives that day. From the evil that rules all, never forget.
Never forget the evil that played out that day. And if you're still not convinced, I am begging you to do your research. There's plenty of evidence out there, and by the time you're done, you'll be in utter shock. It breaks my heart. I had a lot of folks talk to me about this. I've talked to a lot in the military about it. And it is very difficult for many to accept. But I tell you what, there's strange things that happen to us all the time. The lies that they tell us. Continuing on, PBD Podcast shared this the other day. And I was pretty amazed that they were even allowed to talk about it. But check this out.
Covered the story. Not only was there so many layers to this thing, just going back to the origination part of it, she met him when he was 15 years old. Let's put pedophilia to the side, okay? Sue, go to court. All the defense lawyer has to do, PBD, is demand a DNA blood test. That's it.
It's over.
It's, bro, it's a wrap.
So he's talking about France. Remember, they're stating that that the guy that Macron is married to, Bridget, remember, all the evidence came out that Bridget's actually a male.
Yeah, you could clear all this up just by showing your picture of your brother. Like, quell all the rumors. And this, I was reading this, and then I saw something, some other crazy article that was trending on X. Do you guys know who Martin Nesbitt is? This made me shift to something different about, you know, men or gays and all this stuff. Martin Nesbitt is a longtime friend of President Barack Obama. He served as national treasurer for two of his presidential campaigns and is the chairman of the Obama Foundation. And you know what's crazy? He looks exactly like Barack and Michelle Obama's older daughter, Malia. Can you guys show that? Who recently, by the way, look at, she just recently dropped her last name and only goes by her middle name now, which is Malia Ann. And his wife,
Anita. Who dropped her last name?
The oldest one in the middle, top middle. She dropped her last name now. She dropped her last name.
Wait, are you sure about
Google
that?
Google it right now. I want you guys to, by the way.
What's her first name?
Malia.
Malia Ann. Obama dropped her last name?
She dropped her last name. Let's see what the first article is. Oldest daughter, her latest film, dropped her last name in favor of her middle name. Okay? She dropped it because she doesn't want to be, we'll go into that later.
What was
later.
The reason that she
dropped Because
it.
She's a movie. She's doing, she's like in movies. She doesn't want her name to be used. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. Go back to this guy's wife.
Martin. Stay on that. Stay on that for a second.
Your father is the first black president. I don't want to go back. How do you drop
recently,
your name?
So here's a question. Why is Malia Obama Chan, fresh out of Harvard and stepping into the world of filmmaking, has made a unique choice for a professional journey? She's opting to go by her new name, and the decision to step away from her well-known Obama family name indicates a deliberate effort to forge her own path, distinct from her parents.
Yeah, weird. Don't you?
Your parents are
producers of movies now.
Not only that, they were two-term presidents, and for the left, Democrats called them the best president in a long time. Obama, that's their hero. You don't want that name, Obama?
Isn't that weird?
What does that say about the pride you have in your family lineage?
If
you're a Kennedy, imagine like John F. Kennedy's son says, I don't want to be a Kennedy. If you're a Bush, Bush's son says, I don't want to be a Bush. How is this not a bigger story than just happened two months ago?
Tom,
were you aware of this at all or no?
I was not aware of this, and I think it speaks volumes.
Okay, continue with your story.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and we'll go back to this. And then, I love you, Robbie. Keep this photo up. Now, his wife, Anita Blanchard, Martin Nesbitt's wife, she's a doctor, and she's credited for delivering both of Obama's babies. And she looks exactly like their youngest child, Sasha. Okay, and listen, all I'm saying is it's worth an explanation, okay? And you would think these people would distance themselves from this couple on top of the fact,
the youngest daughter's on the bottom, and it looks like the lady to the left.
That's his wife.
And she's the one that delivered both
of them.
So Nesbitt and his wife, the wife delivered these two children. There's never been a picture of this person called Michelle, who we now know is Michael, with having any pregnancies, and you started finding out about Barack and his love for same sex, and that all the proof came out over and over through the years, and you find out that these two children actually belong to the Nesbitt. They put them on loan to the Obamas because they were all friends. So basically, he's linking all this up, showing who's male, who's female. Well, if you look over at Macron, and he's got a male person that he's married to, then he kind of connects that, well, that must make sense with, you know, this is the way I look at it. He probably didn't bring it up as such, but you just don't have a photo, as he brings up, but they're starting to throw them out there all of a sudden. Oh, we found some pictures of when Michelle was pregnant. They're trying to get these out there, but they're all Photoshopped. So more conspiracies just to throw at you, just so you guys know, there's been a lot going on. And of course, all of this plays out, and I just showed a clip where somebody basically made Hillary look the way that she really is, which is very evil. And she's coming out constantly pushing now all over the place on many shows that it's time to get rid of President Trump. We need to stop him from getting back in. We got to stop him no matter what, because he's going to ruin our country. Well, the problem is that he gets back in, and they know it. It's a very scary prospect for their family. But if this is playing out, and we know that she's probably not around anymore, that these are just actors, maybe just maybe we'll see it play out in front of our eyes. But, you know, that's just what people believe. Many don't see the same person, and we're just playing this out to wake up the masses to just how evil these people really are. And then you've got more realizing that they're trying all they can to ruin women.
Today, the Biden administration dropped their much-anticipated rewrite of Title IX. This new rewrite is going to affect women and girls substantially. In the rewrite, they stated that sex is now equivalent to gender identity. What this means is men can take academic and athletic scholarships from women. Men can have full access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms. Men can be housed in women's dorms. And worst of all, students and faculty members alike are going to be forced to use preferred pronouns. Specifically, it is sexual harassment if you do not use the preferred pronouns for an individual. This rewrite undermines all the original efforts of Title IX. It is more important now than ever for us women and girls to speak up against this unlawful rewrite of Title IX. And to the Biden administration, thanks for showing us that you do not stand with women and girls and do not care about all the hard work we've done to fight for our rights.
How about that, huh? All this playing out more, and then I just got word that the U.S. Supreme Court, in a landmark 9-0 ruling on Wednesday, something you're probably not going to see too much on the social, on the media side, mainstream media, but you'll never hear about it. The U.S. Supreme Court undercut all DEI-based discrimination, sending the Marxists into a tizzy. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that a St. Louis police sergeant can sue over a job transfer she claims was discriminatory lays the foundation for legal action against employers who push discrimination against white people in job hiring, work assignment, and promotion. That's right. Those diversity-preferred job postings, the practice of passing over whites for promotions, discriminatory job transfers, pushing unfair diversity trainings, etc., all of these are now legally actionable. The ruling was championed by human rights groups as an enormous win for workers, but as lawyers for companies like Disney warning that it could have a chilling effect on employers' diversity initiatives. Disney's pale and male is stale policy is a prime example. Disney has allegedly used it to drive out white animators by giving them the worst assignments, even though they have them, they have the most experience, skill, and seniority. In order to make the job humiliating enough that they actually quit, which many of them have done. The same companies argue that there is a good discrimination and a bad discrimination, that white people should be purposely disadvantaged to pave the way for diversity. The lawyer stated that the decision will complicate DEI programs and limit their ability to discriminate against white men. The Supreme Court torpedoed these claims, reasserting that everyone is equal in the eyes of the law. Further, the court has established a relatively low standard for bringing discrimination cases. The victim need not suffer actual harm. An employee only must show some harm under the terms of their employment. And that harm need not be material, substantial, or serious. The decision makes it much easier for workers to sue over discriminatory practices. A big win for equality. You can read that decision on the Supreme Court site. Just go there and check it out, so we still have some wins ahead of us. Other wins would be thousands of everyday snacks that face being banned in multiple states because their ingredients are linked to cancer, including Flaming Hot Cheetos, Lucky Charms, and Gatorade. That's right. These are starting to make waves, and we're starting to see Yellow Six, adrenal tumors, that's Trix and Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops, Yellow Five and Yellow Six. You're seeing that in many other products like Gatorade, titanium dioxide, lung cancer. You're seeing that in some of your cupcakes and some of your salad dressings, kidney tumors. From Blue One, they damage your cells like Oreo cookies. Yes, sir. Some more stuff. Red 40, benzene, hyperactivity, Yellow 5, cancer cells, food dyes, cancer and hyperactivity, Red 40, carrying a warning label. So it's wondering why they're pushing this out now. It's weird that this is making waves, but I've got my theories on it. We'll share that another time. Dan Scavino, a must watch. Wanted to show again the poll, the NBC poll, which candidate is actually better. He posted this at 5:32. And if you look at 5:32, it says, "Are you prepared? POTUS may retweet one or more. Ready for launch. Show the world the truth. Open their eyes. making America great.
Now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
All troubling numbers. And these polls are always off. Even if it looks good for President Trump, I think they're off by big time numbers. It's a lot worse for them. And so it's more warnings for Dems who are in big trouble, more that they ship in these illegals to give them social security numbers to vote, the more trouble that they get into. And yet the distractions continue, the push to wake up people to realize who we're really voting for. These term limits need to happen soon and happen fast. And we're hoping over the next 2 to 3 years, we see big changes. In the meantime, folks, we've got much work to do. And the biggest one is to love our neighbors. I wanted to remind you of this. I was listening to Chuck Smith teaching today on the Word for Today. And there was a reminder of this verse here, these two verses in Mark 12, 30 through 31. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your constant guidance and direction in our lives. Thank you for loving us, for your grace and mercy in our lives, for helping us day in and day out. We definitely need help in talking to our neighbors, those that are all around us, those that we meet and greet in stores and restaurants and other places that we might run into them. We just ask that you continue to give us the just ability to open our mouths in a positive way to everyone we encounter. Just realize more and more that no matter what happens, you're in control. And in the end, God wins. And we ask for continued protection over those that are on the front lines and protection over our own families and our lives from the enemy. We ask all this in the name of Yeshua, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your just continued support of this channel and more. We are so grateful for all that you do, all of your support. And we ask that you continue to hit that follow button, share, and subscribe. And thank you so much for all you do. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.